services feature Stormore grain bins, MCN Neco grain dryers, and Honeyville grain handling equipment, just to name a few of the more than 22 major equipment suppliers at their disposal. They've been providing solutions for farm and commercial grain facilities for nearly 30 years. They've done this by providing quality millwright work, crane rentals, a large parts inventory, and much more. With deep winter discounts going on, now is the time to get next year's projects into the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. Grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them show you why they truly want to add margin to your success.
Hiram Reach gets the ball to start the fourth quarter. They feed it into Seaman, comes across the timeline. 32-28, Harbor Beach by four. Both squads scored 8 points in the third quarter. Harbor Beach only had two field goals as they try to feed in Jason Gaffke underneath the lane behind the basket, and he throws it off of Green to save himself, and Harbor Beach will have the inbound underneath their own hoop, left side of your radio. Leading by 4 points, Seaman feeds it into the safety valve to Sells, top of the key. Over to Kirsch, left wing. Back up to Seltz, right wing. Dribbles once, and it's stolen away by Joe Stowe. Sixth turnover of the night for Harbor Beach. Sandusky didn't have any turnovers in this third quarter as they're trying to feed it into Brandon Potter, being guarded by Kirsch, and this was a little bit overthrown. And it'll be a turnover. I spoke too soon. It'll be a turnover for Sandusky. They're sixth of the night. Kirsch facing a full court press, feeds it into Selt, or Seaman. Down to the right corner to Gaffke, all the way back in time of the key to Kirsch. Schelke now against Hale, and it's pickpocketed by number 33, Lisecki. Coming the other way, and he retreats back out of the left wing, and Schelke just snowplowed him to the ground at the left wing. Didn't expect him to turn that way and plot him over. It'll be the second foul against Josh Schelke in the fifth team for Harbor Beach. Number 52, Connor Green, checks out. Number 45, DeCam, the starting center for Sandusky, checks back in. With 6:58 left in the fourth, it's 28 Sandusky, Harbor Beach with 32. Sandusky with the ball, and Kirsch fronts Potter once again, and they overthrow him, and it's another turnover for Sandusky. Going the other way, Schelke at the right post, goes up for the shot, it falls, and they're going to call a block against Lisecki. Sandusky claims he was in position, but may have leaned. The basket counts, so the old-fashioned three-point play coming up for Harbor Beach and Josh Schelke. Schelke was scoreless in that third quarter. He has 9 points. That's the third foul against number 33, Lisecki. And the sixth foul, so Harbor Beach will be in bonus the remainder of the game, which is 6 minutes and 43 seconds away. Basket counts, and it's out to a seven-point lead. Harbor Beach's largest lead of the night at 7, 35-28. 6:35 left in the fourth. Lisecki to DeCam, top of the key. Being guarded by Gaffke over to the left wing. To Stowe. Into the corner to Hale against Schelke. Screen comes from the right from Potter. Drives into the lane and kicks it out to Lisecki, right wing, back over to left wing. Potter for three, way out there, no good. And rebound, Gaffke for Harbor Beach. Schelke in transition gets the pass, spins to the lane, and he have an offensive foul. He put his back into him, and that will be the third foul against Josh Schelke with the offensive and the sixth team foul. So both teams in the single bonus thus far.
You could see that coming because the last call was basically a 50-50 chance.
6 minutes remain in the fourth, a seven-point game. Harbor Beach on top, 35-28 over the visiting Sandusky Redskins. Both teams tied for first place in the GTC East. DeCam goes for the shot. He wanted a foul, none called. And rebound Gaffke, and he gets fouled as he's trying to find a pass out of the paint. We'll be walking 90 feet the whole length of the court for 1-1. Foul goes against Josh DeCam. And that is his fourth foul and the seventh team for Sandusky.
Well, you know what they say, save him with three, play him with four. I think coach is going to go ahead and play him.
Kafke was 2 for 2 from the free throw line on the night thus far. He has 4 points. First free throw is good, and so he gets a second. And we have a substitution for Sandusky, number 30. Justin Miller, the junior, replaces Josh DeCam, also a junior, with 4 fouls. Second free throw coming for Kafke.
Coach just proved me wrong.
And that free throw is good. Didn't even move the net on that one. 6 points for Kafke. And we have a timeout called, a full timeout called by Sandusky on the WLEW Sports Network. Harbor Beach by 9, 37-28.
Times are tough. Sometimes it's hard to earn even a buck.
Hey, mister, you want to buy some lemonade?
Scram! Nice try, kid. If it's that hard to make a quick buck, how hard must it be to make a quick 50 bucks?
All right, we're going to infiltrate here, here, and here, and the diamond will be ours.
Or maybe.
So you're sure you want to sell your kidneys?
Absolutely.
All right.
Or you could simply refer a friend to Thumb Cellular. That's right, at Thumb Cellular, it pays to refer a friend. When your friend switches to Thumb Cellular, you'll earn $50 off your next bill, and your friend will get $50 off too. That's $50 for you and $50 for a friend you refer to Thumb Cellular. See Thumb Cellular's offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky for details. Terms of service apply. That's Thumb Cellular, the talk of the thumb.
You love Thumb Cellular.
Coming out of the full timeout, Sandusky gets it 90 feet from their own hoop, left to right across the radio. Harbor Beach out to their largest lead of the night at 9, 37-28. Stone and Tom McKee to Lasecki against Kafke at the right wing. Into the corner to Hale, trying to feed into Potter. They do, and they give and go, and it won't go. And a rebound by Lasecki. He goes into the lane, and he is fouled for 2 shots. Fouls against number 24, Jason Kafke, his second of the night, and the team's seventh. At the line, shooting 2, Jacob Lasecki has not scored on this night and has not attempted a free throw. First one is good, though, and cuts the deficit down to 8 points, 37-29.
For the season, Jacob has been shooting 54%, so let's see what happens with this one.
Second free throw is good as well. Back to a 7-point ball game, 37-30. Harbor Beach with the ball and the lead. Cody Seaman, one-on-one in transition, goes up for the layup, and he is fouled. And he'll go to the line for 2 shots. Fouls against number 22, Brandon Potter, his third, team's eighth. Cody Seaman, believe it or not, has not scored in this game.
Well, he's been hobbled a little bit, and he's on the line for his first shot.
And this one rims in and out, no good. Second free throw coming here. Still 37-30, 5:22 left in the fourth quarter. Full house in the friendly confines of Harbor Beach. And he goes 0-for-2 on that trip from the free throw line. Tristan Payton, head coach for Sandusky Town, to slow it down. Danny Hale at the right wing against Shelkey. Screen coming from Potter over to the left wing. Drives into the lane. Spins in. Puts this up. This is a little short. Rebound Shelkey. Shelkey brings it up himself. Goes right into the lane. The floater is good. I won't be able to do that. I know that for sure. 12 points for Shelkey, back to a 9-point game, 39-30. And another timeout called by Sandusky. Tristan Payton wants to grit this ship back on its right course. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. You're tuned to WLEW Sports.
Be on the lookout for Kohler Propane's pink and white B-Cups propane truck traveling throughout the Thumb area. That's right. Kohler Propane now has 2 pink and white B-Cups propane delivery trucks transporting propane to homes throughout the Thumb area. B-Cup stands for Breast Cancer Understanding, Prevention, and Screening. Kohler's Propane has partnered with Marlette Regional Hospital's Mammography Department by providing a portion of their propane sales to the hospital's Be a Star Fund. It's Kohler Propane's desire that no one be without the resources to fight breast cancer. For more information on the B-Cups program, call Marlette Regional Hospital. And to switch to your local propane provider, call Kohler's Propane at 989-269-4674 or go to www.getkohlers.com.